As the market has been flirting with record highs, well, it's easy to find things that get you worried, but it's not necessarily easy to spot trouble. That's why we're going to go do it now. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. This is where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They do that by digging in at the footnotes level and working their way up. It's discounted cash flow analysis meets forensic accounting. Because sometimes when you look at the top and you just are looking at the surface numbers, you think... But when you instead ask a different question...
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
You often find out that it is not as attractive as you think it is. In fact, if it's really unattractive, if it's misleading, it's positively dangerous. And it can work the other way and be that something that looks troublesome is attractive. If you want to find out more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com, where they blog about their danger zone picks, so there's always more information there. Kyle Guskey is investment analyst at New Construct. Kyle, great to have you back on Money Life.
Glad to be back. Thanks.
Kyle joins us on the GameBridge hotline. Annuities don't have to be complex. The GameBridge platform lets you make a commitment of time for money by choosing an investment period that works for you and locking in a guaranteed fixed rate. Simple. Learn more at GameBridge.life. Kyle, who's in the danger zone this week?
Peloton.
Danger, danger.
Peloton. It's ticker symbol PTON, and they have been in trouble before. There is no question that we have, well, I guess we were saying danger, but what we were saying before maybe was this.
Warning, warning, warning.
And now we're heading more towards danger or additional danger. What's happened that's got them back in trouble with you?
So this one, it's really about a kind of growth story coming to a screeching halt. Obviously, we knew, everyone expected year-over-year comps were going to be difficult. Last year was unprecedented demand. But I think in this case, it was that growth came to a halt much quicker than investors were expecting. Their year-over-year growth rates were just 8% in the most recent quarter. They're expecting just 14% for the year. And that was compared to, 100%+ in each of the past 2 years. And when that growth story comes to a halt, you've either got growth investors that bail or the company turns profitable and it kind of switches its trajectory. In this case, growth story came to a halt. Profits aren't there. NOPAT margins have actually fallen to negative 31% in the most recent quarter. They peaked at 15% in fiscal 4Q20. So you've got a growth coming to an end. Profits margins are highly negative. And then you're left with a company that is basically, serial cash burner, negative margins in an industry that is becoming highly competitive. It adds up to a, extremely overvalued stock price that investors bailed on, and we see, significant downside even from here.
It's a significant cash burner. That's not actually something that you're looking for on when you're using a Peloton, right? It's calories they want to burn, cash they don't want to burn, right?
Correct. Yeah, the product, you want to burn calories, cash not so much. Over the TTM, they've had negative $2.4 billion in free cash flow, negative 970-something million in the last fiscal year, and it's been negative the past 3 years. So you've got a business model burning through cash and demand falling all at the same time. It's not a great combination there.
Well, obviously, this has been a high flyer that a bunch of people have been sounding the alarm on. But in spite of sounding the alarm, well, the stock, it's still trading at close to $50 a share. How out of whack is the valuation right now?
So yeah, right off the bat, they've got an economic book value, which is kind of our no growth value, of negative 36 a share. No growth, negative value right away. So we looked at, two different scenarios, one to justify the current price, and then one of kind of a more realistic but still optimistic scenario. And so to justify the current price, they need to improve their margins to 5%, which would be 3 times their best ever margin. And then they need to grow revenue at 21% compounded annually for the next 7 years, which is about 3 times the projected home gym equipment industry. In that scenario, they'd basically have a 22% share of their total addressable market, which would be up from 12% calendar 2020. So almost a doubling of market share is implied in the current price, yet we see demand falling right now. It's kind of a, exact disconnect between what's actually happening and the expectations. So if we look at another scenario, if we give them credit for margins improved to 4.2%, which is 2 times their best ever margin, revenue grows at, I think it's 17% compound annually for 7 years, looking at 27 a share, almost cut in half. And that still implies a market share of 17% from last year's 12%. So even in that scenario, we're being a little optimistic. The 27 a share could be kind of a floor, but it could go even lower if margins fall further or if that revenue growth tails off even more.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it would be hard for it to be more or worse or whatever the proper adjective is.
Exactly. They've got, you know, some headwinds coming from supply chain issues that could diminish margins even further. So that was a, you know, that's almost the best case, you know, being 27 a share, and it could definitely fall further from there.
Is there stupid money risk here? Is there the idea that somebody could come in and buy this company because it has become a very recognizable big brand name? It is a big chunk of the market. Could somebody else come in and make this worthwhile?
It certainly has that risk. We would kind of caution any acquirer and look at the actual economics of the business, obviously. But kind of the big players already have the higher margin business. You know, Apple's got their own fitness subscription service. Amazon's launching fitness workouts as well. We got some other companies in the equipment business, which is going to be, you know, a little lower margin and everything. So really you're buying a equipment business with that video streaming service, but the competitors already have a video streaming service. So you'd really be buying it for the equipment, the brand name. And we just don't see that being a worthwhile acquisition to these larger companies that could probably outcompete Peloton going forward.
It's Peloton, P-T-O-N, back in the danger zone. This is the kind of repetitive workout you don't want. Yep, not burning the calories, burning the cash. That's why it's back in trouble. Kyle Guskey, thanks as always for joining me on the show. Happy holidays. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me.
That's Kyle Guskey, investment analyst at New Constructs. Check out the website, newconstructs.com, for a lot more details on all the things we discuss in the danger zone. They're on Twitter, at New Constructs. All right, we are heading for home on the Monday, November 22nd edition of the show. Up next, Brad McMillan with Commonwealth Financial Network, here talking the market.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.